The United States presidential election of 1808 was a fascinating chapter in early American politics. By this point, the young republic was navigating its way through growing pains, caught between domestic challenges and an increasingly complex global stage. At the heart of this election were two key figures: James Madison, representing the Democratic-Republican Party, and Charles Cotesworth Pinckney, the Federalist candidate. Their contest not only revealed the political dynamics of the time, but also underscored the nation's evolving ideas about leadership, governance, and unity. 1808 was a landslide. James Madison, often referred to as the father of the Constitution, was Thomas Jefferson's Secretary of State and his natural political heir. Madison's reputation as a brilliant political thinker and a key architect of the U.S. government made him an obvious choice to carry the torch of the Democratic-Republican Party, which had firmly taken the reins of power under Jefferson's presidency. Madison represented continuity, promising to uphold the policies of Jeffersonian democracy that prioritized agrarian interests, limited government, and the expansion of the nation's borders. On the other side of the political spectrum stood Charles Cotesworth Pinckney, a seasoned politician and war hero from South Carolina. Pinckney had also run against Jefferson in 1804, and though he was soundly defeated, the Federalists decided to put their faith in him once again. The Federalists, by 1808, were in a tough spot. Their influence had waned significantly, especially after their opposition to the popular Louisiana Purchase and their support for policies that seemed to favor mercantile and coastal elites over the agrarian majority. Nevertheless, Pinckney was a respected figure and the best hope for a party struggling to regain its footing in a political landscape dominated by the Democratic Republicans. The electorate of 1808 reflected a nation still in the process of defining itself. While voting rights were limited by modern standards, restricted primarily to white men who owned property, the democratic spirit was beginning to take root more deeply across the country. States were slowly expanding suffrage, and the idea of a broader, more inclusive electorate was starting to gain traction. However, political engagement was still far from universal, and the voting process itself varied widely from state to state, with some states relying on legislatures to select electors rather than holding a popular vote. The state of the nation during this election added another layer of complexity. The United States was grappling with the consequences of the Embargo Act of 1807, a sweeping measure that Jefferson had enacted in response to ongoing conflicts between Britain and France. This act essentially halted all American trade with foreign nations, a drastic attempt to assert neutrality and protect American interests without resorting to war. While well-intentioned, the embargo was devastating to the U.S. economy, particularly for merchants and shipowners in New England. This economic strain became a significant campaign issue, with Federalists criticizing Democratic-Republican policies as short-sighted and harmful to the nation's prosperity. Despite these challenges, the election ultimately resulted in a decisive victory for Madison. He secured 122 electoral votes to Pinckney's 47, a margin that could certainly be considered a landslide by the standards of the time. Madison's triumph was largely a testament to the enduring popularity of Jeffersonian policies, as well as the organizational strength of the Democratic-Republican Party. The Federalists, meanwhile, struggled to gain traction outside their traditional strongholds in New England and a few mid-Atlantic states. Madison's victory also highlighted the deep regional divides within the country. The South and the West overwhelmingly supported the Democratic Republicans, drawn to their vision of an agrarian, decentralized America. In contrast, the Federalists found their base in the commercial centers of the Northeast, where their pro-business policies resonated more strongly. This geographic polarization was a defining feature of early American politics and would continue to shape the nation's electoral landscape for years to come. In many ways, the 1808 election cemented the Democratic Republicans as the dominant political force of the era. This was not just a victory for Madison, but also for the ideals he represented, principles rooted in Jeffersonian democracy that would guide the nation's policies for the next several years. For the Federalists, the outcome was another blow in a series of setbacks that would eventually lead to their decline as a viable national party. What makes the 1808 election particularly interesting is how it reflects the interplay of continuity and change. On one hand, Madison's victory symbolized a continuation of Jefferson's legacy, reassuring voters that the nation would stay the course despite economic hardships and international tensions. On the other hand, the election underscored the need for adaptation and innovation in politics, as the Federalists struggled to evolve and address the concerns of a broader, more diverse electorate. This election was a landslide in more than just the numbers. It was a reaffirmation of the direction the nation had chosen under Jefferson's leadership and a clear rejection of Federalist alternatives. The overwhelming margin of victory signaled not only Madison's personal appeal, but also the enduring strength of the Democratic-Republican vision for America. It was a moment that captured the spirit of a nation still finding its way, but confident in the principles that would guide its journey.